Hello, and welcome to Revolutionize Your Love Life. Do you want to know more about love relationships, what makes them work, how to create the one of your best dreams? Do you want to be in a really healthy, juicy love relationship? In these podcasts, we will give ideas and practical advice to light your way. Whether you're looking for a love partner, already in a relationship you wish could be better, or leaving one that has run its course, there will be something to inspire, empower, and support you. Revolutionize Your Love Life is a fortnightly podcast where you will access the knowledge and wisdom of love experts and relationship coaches from across the world to help you find true fulfillment in love. I am your host, Heather Garbutt. Welcome. Hello again. I've been asked by a number of people to speak about methods of getting through an argument and understanding the roots of them and how to resolve them in a positive way. So when you're triggered into a conflict with somebody, it's a real opportunity to understand more about yourself and about them and to deepen the relationship between you. I'm going to tell you a little story about an argument that I had recently during the lockdown with my partner, which maybe goes some way to illustrate how things can be handled. We had quite a hot argument over one of those problems that periodically arise between couples. It prompted me to share a method of resolving conflicts to prevent them from escalating and becoming destructively entrenched. Ordinarily, he and I live in our own houses, but at the moment we are in the lockdown and have been living at his house, and thus in each other's company now for several months. The problem that arose was that ticklish old chestnut of tidiness. He is a very tidy, orderly person. I am not. I have a very visual mind, and I like to have my things visible rather than put away in drawers. The consequence of that is that I like to have things lying around. Now, one of our recurring issues is about me accumulating piles of once-worn clothes that are too clean to go back in my drawers, but I don't want to put them straight in the wash. I usually leave them on a chair in my bedroom. Sometimes those piles can get quite high. I have an overarching belief that there are things more important than tidying up and domesticity. And while that is true in part, the consequences of that belief is that I can live in quite a cluttered space at times, and I don't like that either. Things snag on my mind and distract me. They're like weeds clinging around my ankles as I walk. For my partner, because he is super tidy, this is tenfold. So, generally we have a routine. While I'm out shopping, my partner tidies the house. But this time he took it upon himself to clear my chair and put all the once-worn clothes neatly folded and back in with my clean clothes. When I discovered this, I was absolutely furious. I was triggered into a full-blown rage. The words in my mind were, "How dare you move my things? How dare you presume? What huge disrespect!" I was shocked at the power of my anger. Absolutely volcanic. I told him how furious I was and then went and packed all my things. The words going on in my head were, "If you can't even respect my clothes in the small space that they take up, you don't respect me, you don't consider me. Being clean and tidy is so much more important than thinking how I feel or what's important to me or my way of being." I was really beside myself. So after a few moments, I calmed down. I reflected on what was happening and could see the trigger for what it was. Yes, he shouldn't move my things without asking me, and that easily arouses irritation. But I'd made something much bigger out of this, and I think he had too. The trigger was that my experience as a child was that my mother behaved as if cooking and cleaning and keeping everything tidy were of primary importance, and that my needs as a little one came very low down the list. I felt I was a nuisance to her in that my needs interrupted her cleaning schedule. This was why my reaction had been so powerful. I felt again like a little girl who was disregarded and dismissed. And rather than feeling sad and withdrawn, I actually felt the anger around that, the fury at being so dismissed. So the feelings were the intensity of that of a three-year-old. The fundamental feelings and thoughts that had been evoked boiled down to, you don't love me, and thus the pain of rejection. This is often the pattern of things in heated arguments between couples. The issue taps into something from long ago, when we were younger, and they go so much deeper. The feelings evoked are much more raw and apparently irrational, much more powerful than the current incident might warrant. So when I calmed down and was able to reflect more, I did the very British thing of making us a cup of tea and inviting him to come and sit with me. We talked about each of our experiences. Now, he explained to me how irritating the piles of clothes were for him, that he loves the clean lines of clear structures, blank surfaces, being able to see the surfaces in their colours and textures, the polished wood, the seagrass of the chair seat. It creates a calm and beautiful picture for him. He said he knew he was taking a liberty in moving my things and offered an apology for that. Hearing that allowed me to see where he was coming from. I explained that I was really offended by him taking those liberties because they felt disrespectful. I also told him the background to my fury. He explained to me how important it is for his peace of mind to have those things tidied away. I explained my system of looking after my clothes. We came to a compromise that would work for both of us, that I would have additional and easily accessible drawer space for my once worn clothes, so that he could have the clear surfaces. And he agreed not to move any of my things without asking me. We both felt much happier. It drew us close. We felt more sensitive and affectionate towards each other. So let's pick all this apart a little further to draw out all the meanings. Firstly, one partner moving into the other's house is always likely to be fraught. One partner has to give ground so that the other can live in that house as themselves, not as a guest. The new person moving in find a feeling of belonging there without taking over and upsetting the other. It's a balancing act and it needs careful negotiation. Secondly, apparently small issues can trigger off very powerful reactions which are disproportionate to the situation. This is usually when there's a mirror in the current situation to an experience from the past. It's important to ask oneself when the initial feelings are being settled, beginning to subside. When have I felt like this before? What is the memory? How did I feel then? And what did I make it mean about me? As you saw, I made it mean that I wasn't loved and didn't matter. From that place, we can then think to ourselves, well, that felt true then, but what is really true now? I came to the thoughts, I am loved and respected. My feelings matter to my partner when I communicate them to him. I also need to consider him and his feelings. How can we make amends to each other? How can we create a win-win situation from that point of mutual amends, where we can then reinforce the trust between us? This method of conversation between you can explore the resentment that you each have, how each other's behavior has affected you both, and what this has triggered in terms of intensity of feeling. And from there, you can generate more understanding of each other and become warmer and more compassionate as a consequence. Your trust in each other can grow incrementally each time. I hope this goes some way to help in resolution of arguments, particularly if you're in lockdown with your closest ones. If you've got any thoughts or questions, please, please feel free to email me on heather@heathergarbutt.com. Thank you for listening to me. Bye-bye for now. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Revolutionize Your Love Life. I'd like to know what has been your biggest takeaway from this conversation. Do take a minute and share this with us and visit us on our Facebook page. You can connect with me personally on my email at heather@heathergarbutt.com. If you can think of someone who will benefit from listening to this podcast, please do share it with them. If you have any feedback on how I can improve it, please do reach out to me, as I'm always keen to learn more. Thank you so much again for listening, and we'll meet again on the next episode of Revolutionize Your Love Life.